Welcome to Didache, where we are studying to show ourselves approved, rightly dividing the word of truth so we can worship God in spirit and truth, deepening our knowledge of God, thereby enabling us to deepen our love for God. Here is your host, Justin Peters.
Welcome to the program, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Justin Peters. I hope that this finds you and your family doing well today. I want to thank you so much for joining me. So a few days ago, as of this recording, Kanye West did an interview, or at least it was posted, an interview that he did with Big Boy TV. I'm not familiar with them. And it was a fairly lengthy interview, I think an hour or a little bit more. But there were clips of this that were circulating, and I saw those. And so I want us to look at this clip, 2.5 minute or so, a clip of Kanye West as he's being asked about his faith, whether or not he is still a Christian. So let's look at this, and then we'll talk about it on the other side.
Are you in that space where you're comfortable enough to say, this is where I am right now? I'm still a man of God. Jesus still is king, but this is vultures right now. This is where I am.
It is, but I have my issues with Jesus. There's a lot of stuff I went through that I prayed, and I didn't see Jesus show up. So I had to put my experience in this world, my experience with my children, my experience with other people, my experience with my account, my experience with my brand, and my experience with the level of music that I was dealing with in my own hands. Mm. Like, a lot of times I just feel like in our society, in America, you know, people, Christians, we depend on Jesus so much that we won't put the word in ourselves. And the main thing that really that I don't rock with is like, it's just always like, I'm going to pray for you. And it's just like, you can actually physically do something yourself too, more than just pray. And we're so in this mentality that's all that needs to happen, but we ain't praying our way out of prison. Mm-hmm. We ain't praying our way out of the abortion clinics. You know, any threats we've been dealt with, and I didn't pray my way through them threats either. I had to get up and do it myself. I had so much to do, I ain't had time to pray. Mm-hmm. So that's where my issue is, and look where I'm at today.
Show up.
You know what I'm saying? I understand that that's a controversial.
No, we gotta speak.
But I dropped the con. So I'd be surprised that I'm still alive. Mm-hmm. Every day.
How did you not so-called disappear? Like, because that's a hell of a fight.
Because I'm God. And anyone to disagree, I'm the God of me, and you can't tell me who I am. I can't tell y'all. I could tell y'all. It's y'all's job to listen. I'm the God of me. I don't know if I'm in heaven already and shit. I got number one. For all you know, I might be in like a fourth dimension version of a lifestyle. You know, I don't know. Like I said, I must have died in this accident. It must be heaven. It's like, why should you fear? You know, it's another thing I don't like in Christianity, the fear of God. If God is love, why should you fear him? Because you place one fear, you get another fear, you get another fear. What do you have at that point? You're easily controllable. You're easily sellable. You're easily contracted because you have this fear on you.
So in this interview, Kanye says, I have my issues with Jesus, instances in which I prayed and Jesus didn't show up. And then he laments that people put so much trust in Jesus. And then he says, I have so much to do, I don't have time to pray. And look at where I'm at today. So in other words, kind of a self-made man. And then he was asked, how did you not disappear? And he responded, because I'm God. I'm the God of me. And you can't tell me who I am. I'm the God of me.
Because I'm God. And anyone to disagree, I'm the God of me, and you can't tell me who I am. I can't tell y'all. I could tell y'all. It's y'all's job to listen. I'm the God of me.
This is very sad on so many levels, because as most all of you know, some years ago, I believe it was 2019, Kanye West made a profession of faith. He professed to be a Christian. And he had this album come out entitled Jesus is King. And then he started doing these Sunday services. He was traveling around having these services with big choirs and all that. And boy, he was the hottest thing going in the evangelical world. People all over the place were talking about, oh, Kanye West is a Christian. How wonderful this is, you know. And he's doing these Sunday services, and people were promoting and posting his album and promoting the Sunday services and all of this. Everybody was just excited, and it really did not matter from which theological stream within evangelicalism you came. I saw people even in my own theological circles, which would be a soteriologically reformed, in other words, a high view of God's sovereignty and salvation, a high view of Scripture. Even people in my camp were really excited about this and promoting Kanye, how wonderful this is. And I was watching this, and admittedly, Kanye did make some statements that were at face value encouraging. And I thought, well, you know, he's saying some of the right things, and I heard he was around some good, solid people. And so I was hopeful, you know, that maybe the Lord actually did save Kanye. But even if Kanye had been a true Christian, I also knew that he should not be in a position of leadership. And so I said on Twitter, I said, look, you know, what we're hearing from Kanye, it sounds good, it's encouraging, I'm hopeful, I'm praying for Kanye, and I meant that because I was, and I still do, not every day, but from time to time. But I said, you know, we need to tap the brakes here, because at best, he was a brand new Christian. If everything he was saying about what he believed was true, at best, he was a brand new Christian. And so we need to tap the brakes here. You know, he doesn't need to be out in the spotlight. He doesn't need to be leading worship services. He needs to be in a church. He needs to be in a doctrinally sound church learning. This is not the time for him to be out worshiping and leading worship. And I said, we need to tap the brakes on this, you know, and see if his conversion is the real thing. And man, I got ripped up one side and down the other. I have not been excoriated so much. There's probably two things I've been excoriated the most for. The thing with Kanye West and Beth Moore and also even the Flat Earth, but that's another deal. But even people in my camp, in my theological circles, even some of them were excoriating me. You know, you're not the judge of Kanye. You know, how can you say, you know, we should take his profession of faith at face value? Well, sadly, it did not take very long in watching Kanye to see that he was not a Christian. He had not been converted. He was not saved. While he was doing the Sunday services, almost immediately he was with T.D. Jakes at his church, saying good things about T.D. Jakes, saying even things like about Mormons, that Mormons are Christians. And then he's at Lakewood Church, speaking at Lakewood Church on the platform there with Joel Osteen. And then, you know, since then, there's been other things that he's done in the news to really make people realize, okay, yeah, this guy's not in a good place. And anybody with any biblical discernment on any level can quite clearly tell that Kanye West is not a Christian. In fact, I actually got off of Twitter because I was excoriated so viciously, and it became a stumbling block to my wife, Kathy. It grieved her, and so I got off Twitter for a few years, and I'm back on now. But at any rate, this is just the latest example, latest evidence of why Kanye is not a Christian. Now, in this short clip, he said, "I have my issues with Jesus, instances in which I prayed and Jesus didn't show up." You know, that's kind of, unfortunately, I couldn't help but make the connection. You know, he was at Lakewood Church and Joel Osteen, and that's the kind of the Joel Osteen cotton candy prosperity gospel theology. You know, God is basically our cosmic butler, and he'll do anything for us that we want, and health and wealth and all that kind of stuff. So I had to make that connection. But clearly from these things, you know, he says, I'm God. I'm the God of me. And you can't tell me who I am. I'm the God of me. Kanye is clearly not a believer. He's clearly not a Christian. Christians do not say these kinds of things, much less believe them. And so I want to offer an apology to Kanye. Kanye, if you are watching, I want to apologize to you on behalf, in a sense, of all of those who put you in a place where you should not have been, and especially those people who knew better, biblically knew better to do that, and yet they promoted you anyway. They lauded you anyway. They thought the Sunday services and the album and all this kind of stuff and all even the merchandise, all that, they thought it was great, and they promoted you and just talked about how wonderful you are and all this kind of stuff. Especially for the people. Now, I doubt that they are apologizing, but I want to say if they had integrity and if they really cared about you, they would be apologizing to you right now, because, as I said, best case scenario, if the things had been true that you were saying back in 2019, if they truly had been true, if you truly had come to Christ and were a new creature in Christ, born again, regenerate, indwelt by the Holy Spirit of God, best case, you are a baby Christian, and baby Christians are not to be in positions of spiritual leadership. People were putting you in a place, in a position that you should not have been in, and no baby Christian should ever be in. 1 Timothy 3 verse 6 says, this is the context here, Paul is talking about qualifications of elders, and he says the elder should not be a new convert. Now granted, you weren't the elder of any church, but the general principle is the same. A new convert is not to be in a position of leadership. You're not to be leading worship. A new convert should be in a doctrinally sound church, Sunday after Sunday after Sunday after Sunday, sitting in the pew under good teaching and learning. People in my camp who knew better put you in a position that you should not have been, and that was the worst possible thing that they could have done for you. And it reflected, unfortunately, a real lack of concern on their part towards you. And I apologize. I'm sorry that happened to you. It should never have happened to you. And it's my understanding that there was one pastor with whom Kanye was in contact, at least on somewhat of a regular basis, who I think was cautioning him not to get out into the public. But unfortunately, many, many others were just cheering this on. And it was very unfair to you, Kanye. 1 Timothy 5:22 says, "Do not lay hands upon anyone hastily and thereby share responsibility for the sins of others. Keep yourself pure." We should not lay our hands, so to speak, in an endorsing kind of way, saying that this is a fellow believer, this is a fellow Christian, we endorse him, and that, you know, put them in a place of leadership. We should not do that too hastily, because the risk is that person is not really who he or she claims to be, and if they're not truly a Christian, if they're not truly born again, if they're still lost, then that lost person will do what lost people do and bring reproach upon the name of Christ. And in so doing, by laying our hands on people too hastily, in that kind of approving sense, then we are participating in those sins. And so, Kanye, sadly, the people that put you and encourage you to be in a position that you should not have been in, they have culpability in your sin as well, and they will have to answer to the Lord for that. So I apologize to you. I'm sorry that that happened. It was not my doing. I was encouraging the opposite of that. I was saying we need to tap the brakes here. And, you know, this is not high-level discernment. This is, you know, I thought that this was like, isn't this common sense? Isn't this basic biblical understanding? And it seems like we're not so careless in any other area of life. If you're building a house, do you get someone who's just had one class in wood shop to build your house? No. If you need to go to the doctor, do you seek out someone who's just read Medicine for Dummies, and you trust that person to perform surgery on you? No. If your car breaks down, if you need your transmission rebuilt, do you seek out someone who's just watched one YouTube video on how to rebuild a transmission? No. Not in a million years. In every area of life, we seek out people who know what they're doing, who have experience, who have built up a wealth of knowledge, who are proficient and knowledgeable in what they do. We seek that out in every area of our lives except when it comes to the thing that is by far the most important, the shepherding of our eternal souls and the worship of our eternal, thrice holy God. When it comes to church, when it comes to preaching, whatever, anything will do. It really is a sad commentary. It really is. And Kanye, the worst thing that could have been done towards you was done, sadly, and I grieve over that. Kanye, you're clearly not a Christian. Christians do not say that I am the God of me. Christians don't say that. And then when you say, well, I don't understand why people fear God. You know, why would they fear God if God is love? Kanye, the reason we fear God is because God tells us to fear him. Jesus says in Luke chapter 12, "But I say to you, my friends, do not fear those who kill the body and after that have no more that they can do. But I will show you whom to fear. Fear the one who, after he has killed, has authority to cast into hell. Yes, I tell you, fear him." Kanye, those are the words of Jesus, the one that you used to call King. He tells you to fear God, to fear him, because he has the ability to cast you into hell. And Kanye, right now, as of right now, that is where you are headed. You are lost in your sins. I want to do the most loving thing that anyone could possibly do for you right now. And I want to share with you the gospel, the truth. The gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news of Jesus Christ is this, is that Kanye, you are a sinner. You have broken God's laws, the Ten Commandments, God's standard of goodness. All of us have broken God's laws. You're not alone. Every single person on the planet has broken the laws of God. Thou shalt not lie. Have you ever told a lie? Of course you have, because we all have. Every single one of us has told lies, many of them. So you're a liar. Thou shalt not steal. If you have ever taken anything that does not belong to you, you're a thief. Thou shalt not commit adultery. And Jesus raises the bar on that. Jesus says, if you look at a woman with lust, you've committed adultery already in your heart. If you look at any woman who is not your wife with lust, you have committed adultery already in your heart. And that's just three of the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, using God's name in an irreverent way. Blasphemy. And we blaspheme the name of God in word and in deed. That's just four of the Ten Commandments. We got six more to go. You've broken these commandments, all of them, because we all have. We have sinned against God in word, in deed, in thought. We have broken God's laws thousands and thousands of times. Kanya, you have broken the laws of God thousands of times. And just like when we break laws on earth, there's a penalty to be paid. How much more so when we break the laws of God? But because God is eternal, the punishment of that sin is also eternal. And Kanye, if you were to die right now, if your heart were to stop beating, if you were to be in a car wreck, if you were to get cancer and die, if you were to die right now in your sin, you would very rightly and very justly go to a very real place that the Bible calls hell, where the worm will not die, the fire will not be quenched, there will be wailing, weeping, gnashing of teeth. The full, undiluted fury of God's wrath will be poured out for all of eternity, and it will never end, ever. And no amount of good works can save you. You can't do enough good things to earn your salvation. Salvation is a gift. It's a gift of God. We don't earn it. Our good works, or at least what we perceive to be good works, helping little old ladies across the street, you know, donating to some charity or something like that, you know, cutting someone's grass for them, whatever, those works to God are as filthy rags. That's what God says in Isaiah chapter 64, filthy rags. We have no righteousness of our own. We must have the righteousness of someone else. And his name is Jesus. You stand condemned before God. You deserve hell. That's the bad news. But there is good news. And the good news, the gospel, is this. God sent his son, Jesus Christ, to this earth. And Jesus lived a perfect life. He was the perfect person. He was one man, one person with two distinct natures, Kanye. Jesus Christ, truly God, truly man. One person, two distinct natures. The God-man. And this God-man, Jesus Christ, lived a perfect life to the perfect satisfaction of God. He was sinless, never broke any of God's laws. And then Jesus willingly laid down his life on the cross. His life was not taken, he gave it. And on the cross, this perfect person offered his perfect life as a perfect sacrifice to perfectly satisfy the perfect wrath of God. Died on the cross, 3 days later, bodily raised from the dead, proving himself to be who he said he was, God in human flesh. And Kanye, if you will turn from your sin, repent of sin, and place your trust in Jesus Christ, he will save you. You will pass from death to life. And I want to say something about repentance, because repentance is not merely in and of itself stopping certain sins. To give an example, if a man is looking at pornography on his computer or smartphone or whatever, if he's addicted, to use that word, to pornography, but then someone takes the computer away, takes his phone away, and he doesn't have access to that anymore, guess what? He's no longer looking at pornography. But that doesn't mean he's repented. Because if he had access to it, he would return, right? So the cessation, the stopping of certain sins in and of itself does not necessarily mean that person has repented. Repentance comes when your heart has been changed, when you look at sin differently than you did before. You see, someone outside of Christ, a non-Christian or a false convert, as you were and are, that person can and does enjoy sin. You'll go to sin, you enjoy it because that's what you really want. It doesn't grieve you. But if you're truly a Christian, a true Christian is actually grieved over his sin. The Apostle Paul speaks of this in 2 Corinthians chapter 7. He talks about a godly sorrow and a worldly sorrow over sin. In 2 Corinthians chapter 7, the Apostle Paul says that a worldly sorrow leads to death, but a godly sorrow leads to repentance unto salvation. A worldly sorrow is nothing more than a guilty conscience. What would happen to me if my sin were exposed? What would be the consequences to me? And so we try to cover up our sin, not because we grieve over it, but because we don't want the consequences of it. But if we could get away with it, you see, if nobody would know about it, we'd go right back to it. That's a worldly sorrow. And a worldly sorrow leads to death, eternal death in hell. But then there's that godly sorrow. A godly sorrow, Paul says in 2 Corinthians 7, a godly sorrow leads to repentance unto salvation. What is a godly sorrow? A godly sorrow over sin comes when we grieve over our sin because we understand that our sin grieves God. He has been so good, so kind, so gracious, so patient, so faithful, so merciful to us that when we do sin, it grieves us that we do because we understand, Ephesians chapter 5, that our sin grieves God and we do not want to grieve Him. It's not that a Christian is perfect. By God's grace, He has saved me and I am a Christian. Am I perfect? No. No, I'm not perfect at all. But a genuine Christian stumbles into sin, but a true Christian doesn't swim in it. A true Christian doesn't relish sin, doesn't plan his sin, doesn't look for opportunities to sin. When a true Christian sins, it grieves him. It grieves her. Does your sin grieve you? It is good and it is right to warn people to flee from the wrath to come. It is good and it is right that I have warned you to flee from the wrath of God. It's good and it is right, as Jesus did, to tell people to fear God, to fear the one who can cast you into hell. But just as much as you should want a Savior from hell, you should want a Savior from sin. There are people out there who want a Savior from hell because their conscience accuses them and they know they deserve it. But deep down, they still love their sin. They really don't want a Savior from sin. The people who want a Savior from hell but not a Savior from sin have a Savior from neither. But Kanye, I want to give to you this offer. I'm just sharing with you the gospel. Kanye, I would encourage you, if you are convicted right now that you are a sinner, and you understand that you deserve the wrath of God, if you are convicted and just hearing what I've shared with you, that no, you're not the God of you. God is the God of you. Yahweh is the God of you. If you're convicted that you have sinned against Him and you deserve His wrath, if you're convicted by your sin and you know you need to turn from it, you want to abandon your sin and give your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, surrender to Him, surrender to His Lordship. If you want Christ, if you want Him, if you will come to Him empty-handed, trusting not in yourself, not in your works, not in your wealth, not in your fame, because that is just the Bible says our life here on earth is but a vapor. It appears for a little while and then vanishes away. Kanye, all your wealth, all your fame, it's fleeting. It will soon vanish away. If you will abandon all of that, I'm not saying you have to give away all your money, but abandon your confidence in yourself, in your fame, in your wealth, and realize that your confidence must be in Christ. If you will come to Christ empty-handed, He will save you. Jesus says, "The one who comes to Me, I will in no wise cast out." If you come to Christ seeking Him, seeking forgiveness of your sins, He will save you. Confess your sins to Him. Trust Him. He will save you. He'll give you a new heart, new affections, new desires. And Kanye, one day, heaven will be your reward. Jesus Himself will be your reward. I would love to be able to call you my brother in Christ. I would love to see you in heaven. I doubt I will ever see you on this earth, but I would sure love to see you in heaven one day. And I am sorry that so many people who knew better put you in a position that you should never have been in. So that is the good news of the gospel, Kanye. And a closing word just for true Christians and those who It's a sad commentary that so many evangelicals, whatever that word means anymore, but so many in the evangelical world, they get so giddy over some celebrity professing faith in Christ. And like some celebrity, if a celebrity professes to be a Christian, we automatically start posting their stuff everywhere and start lauding them, you know. Oh, and it's like, as Christians, why is it that we feel some need for some famous person to become a Christian? Like it gives Christians any more credibility? No. Not many wise are chosen. You know, God uses the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. It's a sad commentary on us that so many of us are just we throw out all discernment when it comes to a celebrity when they profess to be a Christian, profess Christ, a new profession of faith, and we just automatically start putting them out there and holding them up as examples. The list is a long one, a tragically long one, of celebrities who claim to be Christians and then flamed out and started acting like what they were all along, just unregenerate, lost people, and thereby bringing reproach upon the name of Christ and, quite honestly, embarrassment to Christians. It's this basic discernment, folks. Ground-level stuff. If a celebrity professes to be a Christian, hey, wonderful. If you happen to be one, get away from the spotlight, get away from the camera. Find a good doctrinally sound church led by biblically qualified men and join that church and sit in the pew and learn. And Kanye, let me say too, if you are watching this video and if you have questions, please reach out to me. You can find me on Twitter. You can go to my website. Just Google my name, justinpeters.org. You can go to my website, contact me through my website. I would be happy to help you. I'm not interested in your fame. I'm not interested in your money. I don't want anything from you. Not at all. I don't. And if you do contact me, I won't tell a soul that you have contacted me, other than my wife, because I tell her everything. But I'm not going to go on Twitter, hey, Kanye West contacted me. I'm not going to do that. But I would like to help you. And so if you do have some questions, please reach out to me. Send me a DM on Twitter or whatever. Nobody will know about it. And I'll get some resources in your hand that will truly help you. I'll help you find a good church. So I don't even know where you live. I don't know if you're still where you were or whatever. But I can help you. I can help you get some good resources in your hand. And I think get you to a good church as well. Okay? I mean that. All right, dear ones, thank you very much for watching. Until our next time together, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of His Holy Spirit be with you all.
Thank you for listening to Didache. We hope that you were encouraged and edified by what you just heard. If you have a question or comment for Justin, are interested in more teaching resources, or would like to have him come and preach at your church or conference, you may contact him at justinpeters.org.